Confidentiality. There is a difference between secrets and confidentiality. Certain actions are confidential but not secret. For example, husbands and wives make love. That is part of their experience of exchange and conjugal life, and it is confidential. Indeed, few aspects of life are more confidential than exchanges of love. Yet even when a husband and wife procreate, they do so in the conscious effort to glorify God. Their behavior becomes an offering, and although it is private, it is not kept secret. Confidentiality is often necessary for the development of trust, which, as we have just discussed, is an important aspect of love. That is why we have confidential aspects to our lives. However, although we are keeping parts of our experience from public view, confidentiality does not imply an intention to exclude. Rather, we simply do not want to cause unnecessary disturbance, and so, instead of revealing everything at first, we share information gradually. Spiritual life requires confidentiality in situations where the entire truth would be dangerous to others. For example, in 16th century Bengal, Lord Chaitanya freely preached love of God to the public, but reserved certain intense spiritual experiences for a few highly evolved prepared souls. Premature exposure to such experiences would be mind-boggling for the ordinary religious person. Lord Chaitanya's intent was not to be exclusive, but rather to protect those who could not handle such a level of intense love. This is a proper use of confidentiality. Parents who love their children behave in a similar fashion. As the children grow, the parents explain the same facts over and over again, each time with greater depth according to the children's capacity to understand. At first, parents may simply tell very young children to stop a particular behavior. Later, they may state the moral and ethical reasons behind their command. Still later, they may teach the children in greater depth why such behavior is unacceptable. In each instance, they are explaining the same behavior, but at different levels. Confidentiality in spiritual life functions in the same way. A teacher can explain certain spiritual principles on an introductory level to the general public, go into more depth with an initiated group of disciples, and explore the same topic even more profoundly with a group of advanced students. For example, beginners in spiritual life first learn a few elementary truths, such as, we are not the body, we can have a personal relationship with God, and spiritual life is about intense levels of love. Because newcomers are not overwhelmed with too much information at the outset, they can hear these teachings without resistance. After the initial exposure, they can gradually gain deeper realizations according to their level of readiness. Confidentiality actually makes it easier to offer the higher knowledge when the time is right. Without it, new students might become overloaded and reject the entire body of teachings before ever having a chance to understand them.